On University of St. Thomas Week, who you are influences how you teach. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shelda Smith-Kondo, assistant professor of education, explores the effects.
To understand the concept of pedagogy of humanization, we first must understand what pedagogy means. In my research, pedagogy encompasses who you are and how you teach. The who you are part considers a person's biases, both implicit and explicit, cultural competencies and practices, knowledge, skills, and values, such as beauty or fairness. The how you teach portion of pedagogy references what we traditionally think of as instructional strategies. Whether you're a parent, teacher, or coach, you transfer knowledge, skills, and dispositions in a particular way, and that changes based on your audience's age, skill sets, knowledge, strengths, and interests. Pedagogy is the combination of who you are and how you teach, because the two elements inform each other. Teachers, parents, or coaches are not objective. Our identities, experiences, perspectives affect our approach to people, concepts, and skills. My research challenges notions of teachers being inherently kind or fair, or views that those traits are universal in meaning. What does fair mean in an unjust world? What if a teacher values beauty, but that beauty is based on European standards, and their class is mostly West African or Asian? Humanization is the process of believing, affirming, investing, trusting, and empowering people who have historically not been given the grace to exist beyond deficit stereotypes. When teachers practice a pedagogy of humanization, students' cultures, identities, circumstances, challenges, and strengths are appreciated. More importantly, the teacher invests in those students to set them up for achievement by meeting their equitable needs.
That was Shelda Smith-Kondo of the University of St. Thomas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.